Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
嗨，大家好 ，Happy Women's Day， 我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer。
祝大家三八妇女节快乐。
Yeah, that's right. Happy Women's Day to all of you out there.
那今天我们就要来聊聊看，就是英语里面嘛，怎么说，比如说美女啊、女强人啊、女神啊、女王啊这种各种说法。那当然，在我们的微信公众号，你可以看到今天详细的图文推送，还有我们往期精彩的节目，并且呢，现在越来越多朋友在留言里面会问主播一些问题，这个也是到我们公众号里的一个福利，我们会亲自回答大家的。那首先问一下 Spencer， 在美国你们有这个三八妇女节吗？
三八妇女节 ？No, we do not.
Do you have a Women's Day? 有没有妇女节、女人节
？I mean, there's Mother's Day. Maybe I'm a chauvinist pig, and I forgot. I don't think there is, though. I think we just have Mother's Day.
就是母亲节啊。
Yeah, 母亲节。
你前面说你是一个 chauvinist pig, 可能大家听懂那个 pig 是一头猪。
Yeah, yeah.
然后 chauvinist...
It's kind of like 大男子主义的，对吧？
对，沙文主义。或我们说这个人是个大男子主义。英文就可以说他是一个 chauvinist
pig. Yeah, yeah, chauvinist. Chauvinistic.
但是呢，我们今天是女人的节日，就不聊你们这些 chauvinist.
No, that's right. That would be too chauvinistic of us. Instead, we're going to be more feminist about it, right?
你刚刚说了一个 feminist.、
Mm-hmm.
这个的意思是
就是女权主义者，对吧？
对，女权主义者，一个 feminist、但是讲到 feminist 的时候，我们一般会想到的就是那种要把胸罩烧掉啊women burning bras
burning the bras
对，就是六十年代美国那个女权主义 Gloria Steinem
even I can support that
就是比较激进的、可能我们大家会说她是大女人也好直女癌、一个人很 feminist 但是呢英文就是很有意思有的时候一个词很像意思会完全不一样、另外有一个词叫 feminine
Oh, yeah, feminine.
Right, so it's very similar to feminist, but it means something pretty different.
Yeah, I mean, a feminist can be feminine, but feminine is just like you're very womanly.
很 womanly, 就是很有女人味的。
Yeah, 很有女人味的。
我记得你那个时候就说中国的女性觉得跟美国女孩子最大的区别就是中国的女生都是很 feminine、然后你说美国的女生都是很 feminist
yeah I did say this before right and I think it's quite true I think the women here in China are just very maybeYeah, they're just very feminine. A lot of girls here in Shanghai are 很嗲、
嗲 very yeah, yeah. 对，其实嗲也可以用 feminine 来表达啊，
yeah, yeah.
或者 just very 很 sweet 是吧？
Yeah.
也有这种嗲的。
And it's not to say that we don't have feminine girls in America or that girls in America aren't feminine. It's just I think there's a lot of kind of strong-willed, independent women, you know, more so.
就是好像美国女生她那种整个的给人的感觉或者她那种文化上面会比较你刚刚说 strong-willed,、就是很强的
yeah,
很强势
可以说很坚决的很 resolute
啊，很坚决对很有自己的想法的、
对
当然中国女生也很有自己的想法但只是、我们是好像以柔克刚但美国女生就是很刚强那种。
Yeah, sure.
那其实，在我们今天升级版的那个节目里面呢，课程里，就是我们谈到这个美国的女性，我觉得她是又很 feminist， 就是一个大女人，她是、已经年薪加上分红几亿美金 ，Facebook 的 COO Sheryl Sandberg。
But
at the same time, she's still very feminine.
Yeah.
但她同时看起来其实也还是很有。就是很女性化的一些特质、mother of two 然后自己是妈妈对不对、就我们今天的那个付费课程呢就是她的一段访谈她在说作为一个女性她这么多年来事业上她怎么 struggle 怎么去奋斗什么给女性的一些忠告、而且呢我们现在开始有一个新主播 also a woman finally a female host
谁啊
Cynthia.
I don't think I've met her.
她是你的老乡，她也是美国人。
Oh,
She's from sunny California. 是
加州。那不是我老乡啊，她是西部人，我是东部的。
但是一个国家嘛。所以大家以后在我们的付费课程里呢，除了Spencer Adam 以外，还会听到 Cynthia 一个美国女生，几年前也为我们录过节目，现在又回来了，她很精彩的课啊。
嗯、
Anyways， 还是讲讲我们今天这个三八妇女节的重点。那Spencer， 在中国你有没有发现，在我们很多时候看到一个女孩子跟她打招呼，就或者你到什么店里买东西，人家会哎美女。
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, beautiful.
所以英文里面也有这个说法。
Yeah, but we wouldn't really do that though. Here, you know, it's kind of like a term of endearment. You know, it's like respecting. It's kind of respectful.
对对对。
In America, if you say that to a woman, I mean.You know, if you say, hey, beautiful, like, they might not always like that.
对，我们首先来说一下，在英文里面，如果你要叫一个人美女的话呢，在你刚刚说就是 hey, beautiful.
Yeah.
我们学过 beautiful 是漂亮的意思，是一个 adjective 形容词。但是在这样的场景底下呢，你也可以像一个名词，像一个 noun 一样的来用，来 hey, beautiful, 你不需要说 hey beautiful woman,
yeah.
hey beautiful lady,
but you should, you know, you should be, you know, very conscientious of the 情况 of the situation, because if you say it, they might think you're 有一点猥琐对吧 like kind of creepy
sleazy,
yeah, yeah,
是吧
yeah, so it really depends. I mean, there's times, I mean, I've said it to women I didn't know and it worked well, and there's other times where they're like, I don't know you, why are you calling me beautiful, you know?
是，所以我觉得也是文化上一个很大的不同、mm-hmm. 就是现在在中国我们女的之间也会叫其他的女的美女，但我觉得、
right.
在美国最大不同，第一，你如果要叫一个人美女，异性之间啊，男的去叫女的，就像 Spencer 说 ，be very careful， 因为有些女孩子会觉得你是很猥琐 ，sleazy， 对吧？然后呢，女的和女的之间，不要，他们不会叫 hey beautiful 那样、
yeah.，you're
sending the wrong message， yeah, 可能会让人 confuse。
Yeah， they might think you're a lala、right?。
对对对，所以呢。Anyway, 但是如果你叫一个人美女或者什么、mm-hmm. the proper English term is just hey beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
那像形容女孩子的那个漂亮啊，我们知道像有 pretty, beautiful,
yeah, good looking,
good looking. 那我觉得这些都是怎么说是比较 general,、
no.
就是比较一般。
You could also say, you know, there's gorgeous.You can say riveting, smashing.
好，那我们一个一个来看。首先前面说的比较怎么说 ，general 比较大众化的，可能就是像 beautiful,、
mm-hmm.
pretty,、
mm-hmm.
pretty. 我觉得更多也是一些 maybe you use younger woman.
Yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
但是我觉得 cute.Cute 的意思虽然是可爱，但好像也能形容，就是她的外表是比较 pretty.
Yeah,
right. Someone's cute.
Yeah, I like cute girls.
就是好像是 both personality and appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
是吧
？They have like that that girl next door feel.
啊，你前面说邻家女孩。
对，邻家女孩。
就是比较有亲和力的是吧 ？Girl next door.
Yeah, yeah.
好，那。后来你说的一些就形容真的大美女，我们说的女神。
Yeah, goddess.
Goddess 啊，所以英文里面女神是 goddess.
Yeah, a goddess. A god is like a male god.
男的一个神。
Yeah, and a goddess is a female god.
女神。
Yeah.
但我也觉得英文里 goddess 的用法和我们中文里的女神不一样，
yeah.
因为中文现在女神很常用，
yeah.
对吧？你经常听到会有一个人说，哦，这个女的是我的女神啊，这个女神。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I don't feel I hear the word goddess used all that much in English.
不是常用的。We don't use it like that. I mean, you can use it, and if you use it the right way, you know, it's really flattering, and a woman might really appreciate it.
你说 flattering 就是英文里面，如果你叫一个人 goddess, 那个女的会觉得非常的高兴，对吧？
Yeah,
很 flattered,
yeah,
觉得、
yeah.
哇，真的她对我太好了。
Yeah, exactly. Like, wow, he really likes me. You know, maybe she would feel a little 感动。
对对对。但是，英文里面这个不像中文那么常用。
Mm-hmm.
如果英文里面你要说一个人是你的女神，真的很 漂亮啊或者很强啊通常你可以用接下来的这些词、mm. 比如说 someone's really gorgeous
yeah gorgeous I like these gorgeous
gorgeous 真的就是我们说的外表上面很女神的、
yeah.
对吧非常非常漂亮的
yeah exactly
然后你前面还说一个什么 riveting
riveting smashing darling yeah you could use those
so,
actually
riveting 和 smashing 也是说 very very beautiful
yeah I feel like you know like English British people tend to use these a bit more butThey're actually, I think they're really good 形容词 You know, they're really good words. It just, like, smashing, you know, is to, like, you know, 破碎 like, to break something to pieces.
有点像我们中文说的沉鱼落雁那样的美。
沉鱼落雁。
对对对、
okay.
Smashingly beautiful.
Yeah, so it's like, wow, like, you know, you just, you've really kind of knocked me off my feet with your beauty.
Mm-hmm.然后，哎，还有 stunning， 是不是
？Oh yeah, stunning.
Yeah,
stunning is good too. Yeah, so stunning, riveting, smashing. Yeah.
嗯，但我觉得这几个都形容的是那种外表真的是很让人眼前一亮的啊。
嗯
那我们接下来再说说，比如说女强人好了，她的事业啊，或者她的性格。
嗯嗯嗯。
So
we're talking about like 老板娘。
你一
老板，
你一说就有那种妇女的那种意味出来。
开玩笑，开玩笑，好吧。强，so like yeah, strong women.Ooh, I mean,
is
we have
a career woman, 一个事业女性
could do that. I mean, we have divas, but that's not quite right.
Diva 和 princess, 我觉得都是形容那种很难搞的
yeah,
是吧
对你要伺候她们
对对对、
yeah.
very high maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a really good way to translate that right now. I guess 我想不起来说 but you could just say, you know, they're very career minded or independent, you know, 独立性的、
对很独立
Yeah.
但我觉得英文媒体经常会说就是 you know, the rise of the independent professional women. 他们说的 professional woman 就是这种事业。
Headstrong woman?
啊事业女性你说 headstrong 就是也是头脑很独立的
yeah,
对不对
yeah,
然后很、
exactly.
有很坚持自己的想法的、
yeah,
啊。
That's right.
好那不管你是哪一种类型的女生啊女神女王我们都祝你今天三八妇女节快乐现在因为大家说三八妇女节也觉得哎呦 好土哦这个名字所以就有各种各样的什么女王节女人节女神节但我觉得女孩子能够有更多的空间去追求自己的梦想真的也、
right.
也是要男性的理解 understanding 和 support 和支持是不是
yes, yes.
所以今天我们就大家一起庆祝这个节日好了、然后那也别忘了 check out our new host 加州的女主播 Cynthia 她会在我们升级版付费课程里带来更多的精彩好内容 OK we'll see you next time Bye guys
下次再见